This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The release of the ayuda for the National Capital Region placed under the ECQ will begin on August 11, as announced by the Department of Interior and Local Government. Undersecretary and spokesperson Jonathan Malaya said the date of the distribution of the cash assistance was agreed upon by mayors of the Metro Manila during its recent meeting. Malaya said that the local government units of Metro Manila will post the lists of the qualified cash aid recipients and schedules as to when they could claim the ayuda to avoid a possible surge. Around 11 million NCR residents will benefit from the cash assistance. Each low-income individual will get 1,000 financial assistance, with each qualified family receiving a maximum of 4,000 pesos. There is an increase in coronavirus disease cases being experienced across all age groups and not just among children, according to the Department of Health, August 9. The DOH said there was an overall 59% increase in cases among all age groups during the period of July 13 to 25, compared with July 26 to August 8. It added that among the age groups that the highest increase was observed among the 30 to 39 age group and the lowest among those 8 years old and above during the same period. The health department said vaccinated individuals should continue to follow the minimum public health standards, such as correctly wearing face masks and face shields, physical distancing, washing of hands, and ensuring proper ventilation. The trough or extension of low pressure area east of Eastern Samar may bring scattered rain showers and thunderstorms over Visayas, Northern Mindanao, and Caraga region, PAGASA said on its latest bulletin today. The LPA was estimated 610 kilometers east of Giwan, Eastern Samar, early Monday morning. PAGASA said the LPA remains less likely to intensify into tropical depression within 12 to 24 hours, but they will continue to monitor these weather disturbances as forecast scenarios can still change. The southwest monsoon or habagat still prevails and will likely bring light to moderate at times heavy rains over Batanes and Babuyan Islands. Cebu City is experiencing its worst COVID-19 surge yet, as the city's 7-day average increased by 22% from the previous week, according to Okta Research August 8 report. Okta noted that Cebu City recorded 271 average daily COVID-19 cases during the August 1 to 7 period. This is higher than the peak of the surge on February 20, 2021, when it reported 266 new cases per day. However, Okta observed that the COVID-19 reproduction number in Cebu City has decreased to 1.51 from 1.69. Hospital bed occupancy in Cebu City remains moderate at 62%, while ICU bed occupancy is high at 81%.
Health systems in the United States, especially those in the South where the vaccination rates remain comparatively low, are trying to deal with hiking hospitalizations as the country's daily COVID-19 cases topped 100,000 on Friday, hitting a 6-month high since February. Southern states such as Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana account for almost 40% of all hospitalizations in the country as the Delta variant runs rampant through the unvaccinated people. US President Joe Biden is pushing harder on vaccines and masks as COVID-19 cases are surging across the country due to the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. Following the recent controversy surrounding NAS Daily, Miss Universe 2018 Catriona Gray has stopped accepting new applicants for her academy where she was expected to teach self-confidence and overcoming insecurities. Catriona issued the statement through her management agency Cornerstone Entertainment on Sunday, August 8. Earlier, Catriona was dragged into the issue of content creator NAS Daily after some netizens urged her to take a stand on NAS Academy. A Syrian-Filipino professional model who promotes plastic waste into usable products was crowned Miss Philippines Earth 2021 during a virtual presentation on Sunday, August 8. 23-year-old Neila Al-Sharbahi of Parañaque City edged out 67 other girls for the prestigious title. She will represent the Philippines in the Miss Earth 2021 beauty pageant later this year. Other winners were Miss Philippines Air Amira Almamari from Atimonan, Quezon, Miss Philippines Water Rosel Angela Songano from Iloilo City, Miss Philippines Fire Ronnie Meneses from Mandaluyong City, and Miss Philippines Ecotourism Sofia Lopez Galve from Tanay, Rizal. The Philippines extended its dominance over Southeast Asian neighbors by becoming the best performing ASEAN country in the Tokyo Olympics. The Philippine team collected 1 gold, 2 silvers, and 1 bronze medal to share the 50th place with Slovakia in the overall medal standings. Indonesia trailed at 55th place, followed by Thailand in 59th place. Philippine sports officials hope to continue these successful stints in the Hangzhou Asian Games in China and the Southeast Asian Games in Vietnam.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.